مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment. Surah Yasin is where we are busy with. And we're moving today, inshallah, to the verses of Surah Yasin. Remember, Surah Yasin is Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that inna li kulli shay'in qalbun wa qalbul Qur'an surah yasin wa qalbul Qur'an yasin, that's the words, wa qalbul Qur'an yasin. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yesterday we said to you, in kanat illa sayhatan wahida fa idha hum khamidun. So this is verse 29 in chapter 36, Surah Yasin. It was nothing but one scream. Some translations says it was nothing but one blast. Now, process the statement, blast. When you see a blast or you witness a blast, you can do some research on this. Why does glass break? Why does glass shatter with sound? This is important to know, because when a sound has to be so significantly loud that glass can even crack through that sound, because the sound wave needs to be at the frequency, once it's at a certain frequency as the glass's natural capability. If the force from the sound wave making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass breaks. To break the glass, you need to broadcast not only a sound that is just the right frequency, but also has a high enough amplitude, loudness to exceed the strength of the glass to resist those vibrations. So something you may say, what's the attachment between sound and glass? But can you see the effect? If sound can break glass, Allah Azza wa Jal is the effector. Allah Azza wa Jal can instruct. It's totally, I'm saying, for those people who apply all their secular mindsets all the time, that it has to make this so that this doesn't have to go with what you understand or not. But even at that low level, we'll tell you, when you have understood that sound can break glass, so Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of life. Allah Azza wa Jal can take life away without even a sound. But for that frequency of adab to be at that level, Allah Azza wa Jal sent Jibreel alayhi salam and mentioned, we did not have to send some armies. It was just in kanat illa sayhata wahidatan fa idha hum khamidun. If you see the previous verse which we discussed, wama anzalna ala qawmihi min ba'dihi min jundin min as-samai wama kunna munzilin. And we did not send down upon his people after him any soldiers from the heaven, nor would we have done so. In kanat illa sayhata wahida. It was just one scream. And we said to you, another translation, one blast. Just one blast. Fa'idha hum khamidun. And they were totally annihilated, extinguished. One scream. And yeah, the other day I was walking to the masjid. Sometimes you get these gifts. Allah Azza wa Jal is totally great. So people, they don't want a certain kitab. So they put it there in the box for others to take they don't want it basically. This occasion I walked out and my eyes just falls there. Sometimes there's interesting kitabs there. So I saw a translation of the Quran Sharif done by Saudi Arabia. and it was in the time of King Fahd, in University of King Fahd or something of that sort, right? So I took it and I said, let me just browse through it. Now everything, you have to know that this year, there's a common tafsir which many people have in their homes of Yusuf Ali. And Yusuf Ali, we're not speaking of our brother Yusuf Ali here, the presenter. This is another Yusuf Ali. The errors, you must go and read the book by Majlis, the errors of Yusuf Ali. All when it comes to translation, all of this, what, how it changes certain things. So for a normal person, you wouldn't advise them to read it. A person who knows what's right and wrong is deep, and he knows he's using it actually to refute it, then that's beneficial. But just like that, we wouldn't advise nobody. So once I saw one translation of Yusuf Ali, and I took it. Because someone else has to take it, then it becomes problematic. And also I can then see what does he say about certain things. So when I took this, and then you just browse through here and there. So I was looking at this verse here. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. And immediately they were extinguished. So here they said a point, and the point that they made, in brackets they put, they were turned to ashes. They said here that in the life that they were living in, whilst they were living, they had a big mouth. I'm paraphrasing. They put it in more professional words, but for the frequency of understanding. They had a big mouth, in our words. And that speech of theirs eventually led them to kill, to stone, to do all of this evil. Messengers and messengers of the messengers, and as well those who were propagating the message of the messengers. All of those, Habib al-Najjar, they stoned him. They killed him. They had a big mouth. So Allah Azza wa Jal gives adab accordingly. They were silenced. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. They say they were silenced. But silenced wouldn't give the full meaning, because that means they couldn't make noise now. But if you're applying it in according to your understanding, silence means they were put to death. That was what, extinguished. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. They were screaming earlier, and now Allah Azza wa Jal silenced them. And silenced them with the same punishment. You had a big mouth. Allah Azza wa Jal sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and he gave one shout, one scream, one blast, and finished. Annihilated. Then you turn and you look at the next verse. Verse number 30. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Hasra. What is the meaning of hasra? So when you say ya, so you say, now people, they name their children Abdullah. That's wrong. You can't Abdurrahman. That's not the name. The name is Abdurrahman. The name is Abdullah. But when I will call Abdullah, there's a rule in Arabic. When you call the person, then it's a rule of grammar. You're going to say, Abdullah, Abdullah, come here, Abdullah. Now people think that's the name. That's not the name. Abdullah is the name. But when you're calling because of the rule of grammar, then you will say Abdullah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Abdullah. So, Ya is to call. That's what I wanted to turn your attention to. Ya Hasra, Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing and mentioning that this is because Allah Azza wa Jal's deep love for his slaves. But when the slave goes off, Allah Azza wa Jal is Ar-Rahman. He doesn't like to punish. But because, and He gives us so many opportunities to change, but we don't take those lessons. The messengers came, they all giving the message, Allah is one. Allah says, Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Allah is addressing regret. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, there's different names. One name is Yawmul Hasrati, the day of regret, the day of remorse. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. How regretful for the servants. How regretful for the servants. Ma ya'tihim min rasulin illa kanu bihi yastahzi'un. There did not come to them any messenger except that they used to ridicule him, except that they used to mock at him, scoff at him. Understand the message here. The lesson here. The lesson is such, Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing remorse, regret. How regretful it is for the servants. And what was the cause? They mocked at the messengers. Apply it to our time, O believers, when we mock and those who are disbelievers too. Listen well. When we are mocking at the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do you think is going to be the outcome? It's the same message. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. How regretful it is for the servants. Ma ya'tihim min rasulin. No messenger came to them. Illa kanu bihi yastahzi'un. Except they would mock at him. We hear people saying these derogatory statements. We hear people mocking at the prophets, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, till today. Saying about the miswak, such a noble trait of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he loves so much. And you quick to say that no, you know what? The miswak was for those days. We can understand when you go to the dentist, and when we went to our dentist, Dr. Groenewald. So when we spoke to him, he died now. I took my miswak with once. I said to him, this is our miswak. We use this. He laughed and he said, this is for those days, the olden days. Now we got all this latest technology. I said to him, what this miswak does, your machines can't do. I just come here because we just gives us, we have to clean our teeth. Otherwise, this miswak, it does all the job. It's my weakness. It's my weakness that I'm not using it correctly. So I'm saying to you, look at this. He mocked at it. You can understand when he mocks at it, because he's not a Muslim. But when believers make statements like, hey, I don't know, the miswak, hey, I vomit when I use it. How can you say something like that? Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. As-siwaku mitharatun lil-fami wa mardatun li-rabbi. The siwak, the miswak, it is a cleanser for the mouth, and it draws the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you totally. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-Najm, verse 3 and 4. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you that this miswak is a means to attain your sustainer's pleasure. And we go and criticize that very same, I don't even want to use their words of instrument. It's not an instrument. It's a means of gaining the pleasure of Allah, and you're going to ridicule it. Make a mockery out of it. If you can't practice, say I'm weak. If you can't practice, say I'm weak. But never ever ridicule the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Always have good thoughts about them. Always have high thoughts about them. Because they are the Anbiya alayhimus salam. They have a special status. They were chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. So you make a point to say, I'm going to respect the Quran Sharif. Allah grant us tawfiq and understanding. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.